The Traveler's Journal, April 6th, with a bit of introspection. For centuries, small inns across America have provided respite for road-weary travelers, though interstate hotel and motel chains have taken over much of the itinerant trade. Recent years have actually seen a resurgence of the local inn in all 50 states. With 10 to 50 guest rooms, these small inns are bigger than a bed and breakfast, but smaller than most hotels. They can be an overnight alternative or a destination in themselves. In addition to comfortable, often elegant accommodations, many inns offer fine dining in authentically historic surroundings. Over half of the 2,300 establishments listed in this year's Directory of American Historic Inns were built before 1900. 8 are more than 3 centuries old. But inns don't have to be luxurious or expensive to make for a memorable travel experience. In addition to the expected amenities, a good inn can evoke a sense of place. That may include a postcard-perfect setting, shimmering ocean view, or snowy mountainscape. Its buildings and grounds may reflect regional characteristics, from adobe haciendas in the desert southwest to Mississippi Delta plantation mansions. Innkeepers may pay great attention to recapturing the ambiance of earlier times. But as much physical attributes, great inns are run by people with a personal sense of gracious attention and a strong commitment to making sure that every detail is right. You'll find plenty of travel intelligence when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.